Expiration 7, 2, 9, 4, 5, 3, 1.
Il est dehors. Il est dehors et Brennan a pris les clés. Veuillez nous aider. Ils sont morts. Ils sont tous morts.
They put me in this station. They called it the flame. What's the purpose of the flame? To communicate with the outside world, of course.
You're listening to Transmissions from the Flame with Smiley and Kitty.
Hello, and welcome to yet another wonderful podcast with your even more wonderful hosts. Yeah. Today's podcast is central to our opinions, because they're like the be-all and end-all of the universe, and what we think of Lost.
Yep, and I'm going to start off with the first question, and it's from MacAd, and he says, what the hell is with not seeing Desmond's final flashes of Charlie's impending doom? We've seen all of his flashes so far, but this time we are supposed to just believe his word, and that is the way he saw them. Will Claire actually be rescued via helicopter, or did Desmond have motives that could have pushed him to feeding Charlie a certain story for his own benefit?
Well, I only thought we saw one flash. Well, the whole the Catch-22 flashes.
Yeah.
We didn't see him being electrocuted. We didn't see Charlie drowning. We didn't see him falling off a rock, or whatever it was, being smashed into some rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I wasn't really expecting to see one.
Me neither.
Like, I think there may be something else going on, because, well, just of what happened. Well, it all did fit, really, in the end, didn't it? He drowned. Because he only sees bits of the jigsaw. He doesn't see what happens between him swimming down there and drowning. And the yellow light.
True.
So.
I don't know. I think there's going to be more to it than
Well, I don't see
what
he'll have got out of it, unless he saw Penny on the screen in his mind. But then he wouldn't have done the scuba diving stuff. The diving gear. He'd have gone in with Charlie because he knew Penny would be there. If
True.
He saw Penny there in his flashes. There may be something else, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in season 4, pretty early on, we'll get kind of like a flashback to that time, and we'll get to see one of his flashes.
A flashback to a flash forward. Did you catch that, Kitty?
No.
Oh, a flashback to a flash forward. That's way too fiddly. You can't flash back to a flash forward. Flash.
Sure we could.
Everyone be confused. You know, these Curb fans and Good Twins out there all be confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next question is from Apollo Candy, and she wants to know if we miss Anna Lucia.
That's what I think of Anna Lucia. Silence.
Nothing.
Well, I'm going to wanted you to say something, and then you wouldn't. Well, we miss her on Good Twins' behalf. Well, I think it's kind of emptier without her. I think she would have been. It would be interesting to see how she was in season 3, because she's kind of another action-y type character.
Uh-huh.
It would have been quite good to have her around. I don't particularly miss her. I think I'd have preferred Anna to die rather than someone like Locke. But, aww.
I don't know. I don't miss her.
No, I don't miss her.
There's times when it would have been nice to have her.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I like her more than I like Kate, so.
Yeah. I miss Echo. But I don't miss Anna.
Yeah,
really.
Me too. Okay, the next question is from Alec Joppa, and he wants to know why you hate Jack.
Why I hate Jack?
Yeah.
I hate Jack, do I? Yes, I do! Yes. Well, it's just the Jack show. Like, season one was... The beginning few episodes of season one was Jack falls off a cliff, Jack nearly gets killed in a plane crash, and Jack gets buried in some caves. And then season two was better because there was slightly less Jack. But it's always been too much Jack, and then season 3's been the Jack show again. And everything's about Jack. There's too much Jack. Yeah. And his flashbacks are boring, but he has more than no one else, because they're just expired now. And he cries too much. So when he does cry, it doesn't mean anything. Because it's just all the time. He goes around screaming. I like the description someone once made that all Jack does is go around the jungle screaming with guns. I think you just see it. He's just bleh. And he opposes Locke. That's a bad thing. He's just Jack, really. I don't hate him, because I don't hate any of the Lost characters. But kind of would have liked him to jump off that bridge and looking through the looking glass. And I didn't like the way he got the flash forward. He always has the special things.
I like him. I mean, I like him. But I don't hate any of them.
No.
Maybe Kate, but even...
Oh, well.
Even
perhaps we're just jealous of Jack and Kate, respectively. Aren't we? Evidently. But Kate, she's the lead female role, and she doesn't really deserve it.
I don't think so.
No, and Jack's lead male role, and the lead overall role, evil. And it's always this storyline between Jack, Kate, and Sawyer.
Yeah. And now Juliet is in there.
But we don't want that, really.
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Do you have questions you want to ask?
Me? Oh, it's off to my questions, are we?
Yeah.
You see, we've prepared this, just not very well. Okay. Well, we're all like our opinions, and the first one... the first thing I'm going to ask you, which isn't actually a question, but it's a question for the question, is, do you have the soundtrack CDs?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I want them.
Okay. Right, so, it's just, what is your favourite song from Lost, e.g. Make Your Own Kind of Music, or, and also, which part of the music, like the soundtrack music, did you like during an episode?
Well, my favourite song from Lost, obviously, is Delicate by Damien Rice, because he's one of my favourite singers.
Is that the one from the end of... No, which episode was that in?
In Translation.
Oh, right. I'll have to...
Season 1.
When I rewatch them all, I'll have to make a note to remember that it's Damien Rice.
Yeah, and besides that, I like Make Your Own Kind of Music a lot, and my favorite soundtrack part would be, like, you know when Charlie's dying, like, his death scene?
Yeah.
That song, it's just so sad. And I really like that.
I liked the bit of soundtrack when Desmond was, in the slow motion bit where Desmond was running, shouting, Penny.
Uh-huh.
That was good. Well, my favourite song from Lost has to be Make Your Own Kind of Music. I'm absolutely addicted to that. And it can always cheer me up. Because I don't tend to remember them that well if they were they weren't actually in the episode. Like, if Juliet put on Downtown, I remember it. But one that was just in a montage at the end, I don't tend to. I liked Downtown as well. So I listened to those both a lot. And from the soundtrack by Michael Giacchino, whatever he's called, sorry, because he's just amazing. I liked the bit where Locke's banging on the hatch. That's amazing. The similar sort of thing in the end, at the end of Walkabout. And then there's also when the Raft's leaving. That was really good music. And and definitely, when Rose and Bernard and Jin and Sun reunite, the music there is very emotional and powerful. I just really like the music of Lost.
Yeah, I can't find the soundtracks, but I've been looking for them.
Amazon them. Internet them. Get them off internet, or do not get things off the internet.
I usually buy stuff off eBay, but...
eBay.
Yeah.
They're good. Very good.
Do you want me to ask my question, or do you want to ask your next one?
No, you ask yours, please.
Okay, my first question for you is, if you could take one item onto the island with you, what would it be? And it can't be anything like a boat or a flare gun or something that would help get you rescued.
Well, I'm going to think of some island examples first, because I don't have a clue. Well, Desmond took our mutual friend, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And, well, I don't know what I would take. Because, I don't at all have a clue.
Hunting knives?
Well, no. I suppose if it's, like, practical, yeah. I suppose to anything sentimental. Hunting knives would be a good idea, but then again, I wouldn't be any good at hunting. And a compass wouldn't be any good because it's an electromagnetic anomaly. It's all a bit tricky, really. I don't have a clue. No, dear.
No.
What? Go on, what's yours? It might trigger my... you don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Well, bad CD question. Player. I was considering a CD player, but then the batteries would go a la Hurley, and then you couldn't listen to make your own kind of music. Mm-hmm. Although it would be cool if you were being chased by the monster or something, you put on the music from Lost, from that scene. Or when someone's dying, Desmond just, hang on Charlie, don't die yet, want some music on. Yeah. I don't...
Everyone's batteries would die.
Yes, they would. Then you'd find some in the swamp. I don't know, possibly a book. But I wouldn't know which book I would reread again.
Harry Potter.
Possibly Harry Potter, yes. You've established I like Harry Potter today.
and I don't.
And you don't.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would take. Oh, bad twin. Yeah. The only... We better move on, I think.
Okay.
To one of my slightly better questions. Okay. Wait for it to stop cutting out. Right. My question is, which hatch would you live in or work in if you had the choice?
Well, like with the flame, you don't have something to do all the time, so that would kind of be nice. But at the same time, something about the swan seems like it'd be really cool.
I think.
But
yeah.
I'd probably pick the flame just so that I wouldn't have to do such a...
Because you're lazy.
No.
Probably it's quite a lot to do in the flame. And you'll be on your own. If we took the kind of cases as we've seen in Lost, you'd be on your own a lot.
Yeah.
But still.
That'd be okay.
And you'd have to look after all these cows and cats and horses.
Would that be the best part?
Oh. Well, I wouldn't like to be in the looking glass. We haven't seen enough of that for me to like it.
Yeah.
The swan, well, it will be cool, but then again, there is the clock every 108 minutes button. I'd like the pool, I think, because those chairs look comfy, and you can just be like watching television all the time, watching the swan people, and then possibly other stations as well.
But that's kind of creepy.
Good. But
okay.
Yeah.
My next question is, if you had to have a partner in the Swan Station, like Kelvin did with Desmond, who would you choose out of all the Lost characters?
Just looking through my list of Lost characters on my wall. Well, I'm now going away first of elimination of who was least conversation. Desmond would be a good partner, I think.
Yeah.
And Locke would be a good hatch partner, although he'll probably start throwing the computer around. I don't know. It'd have to be one who wouldn't annoy me, and Jin would be no good, as you can't talk to him. Ben would be constantly manipulating you. Michael would shoot you. Claire would annoy me. Jack would scream at me. Kate would run away. Sawyer would con me. Don't trust Sun. Hurley would eat all the food. And everyone else would just die instead. Oh, Saeed, but he'll try and, like, torture me for some reason. He doesn't really have a very happy conversation mode, does he? doesn't have a happy setting.
So you choose Desmond?
Desmond or Locke. I don't know, probably the... Oh, I don't know. Probably Desmond. But then he's always trying to get away, though. Constantly reminded of being stuck in there. Oh, I don't know. None of them. What about you?
Desmond. He's got the experience. And, you know, everybody else is just a bad choice.
Right.
Or how about you? I'll be your hatch partner.
Oh, that would be cool. And we can just do podcasts and the van can come and we can put the podcast files in the van, send them off to the Flame, which can upload them for all the Lostpedians to listen to. That's the plan.
Or that'd be great.
Broadcast over the world by the radio tower. Right, is it my question next?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. For you, what has been the most emotional moment of Lost? E.g., the Raph leaving or Charlie dying, etc.
I don't know. There's just too many times. Because the Raph made me cry. Charlie's death made me cry. Boone's death made me cry. And Walkabout made me cry.
I'm laughing away here. You're always crying. Well, there haven't been many moments in Season 3. There's only been Charlie's death in Season 3. Mm-hmm. That was sad. Oh, yeah, but that was more action death, wasn't it, than the sad death?
Yeah.
I don't know, emotional moment. It didn't have to be sad, but I think the Raft was very powerful. But the actual moment in Lost that actually made me cry was Rose and Bernard reuniting.
Oh.
That was But I also really liked the moment where Desmond, in his flashback, was kind of throwing the hatch around, and then he heard Locke, and they were connected by that beam of light, and that was quite good because it was both two characters having an emotional time of it, so it was double the fun. But not fun.
That's true.
Because it was, yeah, all the stuff from Locke on the hatch and Desmond into one scene, which was just really emotional.
Yeah, definitely.
So, which bits have you been happy at? Or do you just cry?
I don't... What would really make me happy... Like when Nikki and Paolo died?
Well, I'm trying to think. Reuniting's are happy, aren't they? Like Rose and Bernard. They were happy tears. And... I don't know. Hurley.
Yeah, no.
Hurley's got quite a lot of sympathy, hasn't he? When Definitely. He said goodbye to Charlie and the whole Libby thing.
Okay, I'll read my next question, which is, would you rather be a Lostie or an Other?
Another, definitely. Apart from the fact I'm quite probably evil, but I actually do think the Others are the good guys. And the Others also get nice houses, they know the island better. I think what they're doing is correct, trying to keep the Losties on the island to save the island.
I agree. Like you pointed out the other day, the Losties have killed more Others than the Others have killed them.
Yeah, and I was watching through the looking glass. It's... Well, the Others are just trying to... Like, looking at the point Carl said in Greatest Hits, they've only taken the pregnant women. Yeah. Well, that's obviously...
Even if they're...
Yeah. Oops. What did you say, sorry?
Sorry. I mean, even if they're doing that to do experiments on them, at least they're doing it because they're trying to help them and find out what's wrong.
Yeah,
because
the way Carl says it, it means he doesn't see it as a bad thing. And that it's the Losties that are offensive. And I think we probably could believe them over Claire and how Ethan took her to keep injecting her to save her. So I think the Others are the good guys and they just have a lot more fun side of it. The Losties.
I agree with you. I'd definitely want to be an other. I mean, they have a house.
My question? Oh, yeah, no. Okay. I've used all mine. Oh, no. I've done them in the wrong order. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. My question is, which character are you most like?
Vincent.
Vincent?
Yeah, because... He only shows up when he's needed, and yeah, that's it.
That's a bad thing, though. You only show up to moderate posts, and you're not posting as much as you used to.
Well, I've been really, really busy.
Oh, we all have. No, actually, we all have. Yeah, so that's all right. Hope it doesn't become a permanent thing to see less Kitty.
I know.
Ah, so you're like Vincent. Yeah. What a which human character of Lost are you most like?
I can't answer that. That's why I answered Vincent.
You can answer it.
I can't. There's nobody. There's nobody.
Yeah, well, they must be like you in some way, even if it's just what hair type they have or something.
No, everybody's got curly hair. I don't have curly hair.
Everyone has curly hair. Ben and Locke don't have curly hair. None of them have curly. Well, some do.
Okay, well, how about Jack? Because he's always crying.
Right. Which Lost do you look most like, then?
Denivard.
Well,
any of those
you
people.
Have to look more like one than the other. Like, between Kate and Echo, you look more like Kate. Because she's
a girl.
Female. Yes. So, there must be someone you look generally like. We'll get there by process of elimination. What colour hair do you have? Is it black?
It's brown. Dark brown.
Dark brown. We'll call that black. This is a dark brown hair. So you're not a Shannon or a Juliet.
No.
You could be Kate, Rose, or Sun.
What about Anna?
Or Alex. Or Anna. Or Big Clue. Or perhaps you like Alex.
She's annoying.
Oh.
Sometimes. Sometimes I like her, okay. Sometimes I don't.
You're like Juliet, so good twins, happy. Good twin likes both of you. Well, I, personality-wise, I'm most like Ben. I think.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's quite a bad thing, but I am. Like, I would like to be like Locke. I'm not. Although, you know, like the sort of way you become Locke is when you're older anyway. I can be like Locke yet because I haven't had kidneys stolen and various other assorted wondrous activities. I'm most like Ben. Definitely.
Can you give us an example?
No. I won't give you an example of how I'm like Ben. Although, science
so evil?
In a few ways of science skills, not taught. Very technical, but that's not really enough to make me like Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on a slight tangent, if you can hear me. Right, we'll go on a slight tangent, which, like, we had a similar thing at the end of one of the podcasts about Kirby and Goodwin. Yeah, which Losties or others do you think that people off Lostpedia are like? We'll start with Kirby Van.
Who is he like?
Who... Because we don't know what he looks like, really. And we don't
I know what he looks like.
Wasn't that the picture of him when he was younger? And dressed up as a woman. That's the one, only one I've seen of him. But we don't know who he is, really. He's a man of mystery. Who do you think he's most like?
None of them.
You're useless at this. You have to just broaden your horizons. I think that Curb Van is most like... Oh, what's this?
It's his picture.
Oh my god. So I haven't seen it yet. I'm not allowed to say that on this, am I? I think he's most like... Echo or Hurley. For some reason.
Echo.
Or Hurley. And now I'm going to look at the picture. Oh. Okay. I've just seen Curb Van for the second time, but the first time... Slightly obscure. Okay. Right, I'm in shock now, Kitty.
Sorry.
Goodwin. For some reason, when I think Goodwin, I get Juliet, which isn't a good thing. But Goodwin.
None of these people really seem like anybody to me.
Oh, fine. We'll move on then.
Oh, what about me?
You? Well, yeah. All I know is you have black hair, so it's Kate or Alex, probably Alex, but you don't like Alex. And well, I can't think of anyone else to comment on right now, because we don't know anything on them. Ooh, what about admin? Oh, personality? You don't have one. Which is Ben showing through that. Hang on. What about admin? Ooh, admin. Can we discuss Jacob. Admin? Jacob, definitely. I knew there was someone there who's him. That's Jacob. Right, okay. Next question then. One of your questions.
Okay, who would be your best island friend and why?
Well, Ben wouldn't be a very good friend. Locke. No, because you would always die if you're friends with Locke. No. Probably still Locke. Because. Who would yours be? And I'll expand on because.
If he was still alive, Charlie.
Hurley.
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. I just caught the Lee bit because you cut out.
Sorry.
Charlie. Ooh, why Charlie?
Because he's a musician and I really like music. And
he's funny.
He's funny.
In the head. Ah. I like Locke. He's quite caring. Like Claire's crib thing. Well, Aaron's crib, not Claire's. and he seems more interesting than most of them. Rose would be a good friend, though, as well.
Yeah,
that SOS conversation between Locke and Rose was nice. Ooh! Sorry. Slamming doors. Have we run out of questions?
Yeah, we've run out of questions.
What else do we need to say, though? Let's say something else. Hang on, I've just read that Curb Fan has 49 friends. There's something wrong with this new information. Ah, we all love Curb Fan.
Yep.
Right,
Announcements?
Well, lots of people have just finished their exams, or it's going to be summer, so people have lots of time for some reason. So you could post on Lostpedia, or join the Whispers for the RPG. Mm-hmm. Which, a small pop comment, another possible guest star in the pipeline is, I can't say her name, pseudonym, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yep. She may be coming to join us as a guest. And someone else, well, several other people have also registered in an interest, haven't they?
And the Whispers?
Look forward to them instead of us. Look forward to a break, mindless witterings. I mean, Kitty's silence. This is very annoying now. I'll go and strike. The problem is, I feel. Just crying again, as ever.
Sorry.
She probably is actually crying.
I'm not, don't worry.
Damn. Okay, and then you'll also not have us when we're on vacation, as these Americans call it. So yes, Ern Kitty just gone.
I'm gone.
You just don't talk.
I started doing something else.
Ooh! Sorry, I'm just still reading Curb Fan's MySpace. It's a horrible place. Okay, you'd obviously have run out of things Lost-wise to talk about.
Yep, so that's it.
That's it. What a wonderful podcast that was. Insert applause here.
Guys, where are we?
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Let's look death in the face and say whatever, man.
This is all that is left. This ocean and this place here.
We're stuck in a bloody snow globe.
Help me.
We all answered some.
And who might that be? His name is Jacob. His name is Jacob. Jacob. Jacob.
Most people, when they see a creature made of swirling black smoke, they run.
Just not looking at the big picture, Doc.
Still back to civilization.
Yeah? And where are you?
Me?
I'm in the wild.